Hey, Aiden, what's up?
Hi, welcome to Bad for Good. We look at films and we, whatever. I need to read a statement. Regarding the previous episode. So, perfect.
All right. Do you know what the funny thing is? Forgot about this, but carry on.
I, Aiden Dolan, hereby denounce everything that I said previously on our episode, episode 77, Indian Joan, where I said the following. He doesn't grab the hat. He, in fact, does grab the hat. The CGI is fine. CGI is, in fact, not fine.
Oh, yeah.
What's this face is carrying? What's the guy's name? Who's the...
Indiana Jones? Harrison Ford?
No. No, fucking...
Antonio Banderas?
Archimedes.
Oh, Archimedes. Oh, right.
Yeah. Archimedes is carrying the dial. He is, in fact, not carrying the dial, and at the end, has not made the dial yet. Therefore, the film makes sense as to why he sees the dial, then gets the idea for the dial, and then makes the dial. I hereby acknowledge that everything that I stated in that episode is false, and everything that Declan stated is in fact true. I have watched the film again after the recording and have now realized my mistakes. I apologize. It won't happen again. This will be my last episode.
Resigning?
Yeah, I am resigning with immediate effect. I feel like you know when David Cameron was like, we lost Brexit, so I quit.
Yeah. He's like, oh, wasn't expecting that one, so you can deal with it.
Yeah.
I've got to retire.
So, yeah. But welcome back, everyone.
To Bad from Good, everybody. As Aiden kind of half said earlier, it's the podcast where we look at those poorly rated movies, you know, that are currently out or were out some long time ago, like maybe this one that we'll be looking at. And we will ask ourselves and yourselves the question, is this bad film good? However, you won't be able to respond, so we'll be doing all the talking.
That was the best intro yet.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm Alden and the Chipmunks.
Just Aiden. Aiden and the Chunk.
You called me fat.
Oh, well, they do a lot of fat shaving in this film. Anyway.
Yeah,
today we will be looking at Alvin and the Chipmunks 3. Chipwrecked.
Chipwrecked, baby.
God damn it. They really enjoyed the they really enjoyed all the fucking puns. I wonder how many puns they went through.
So they
for this
went
film.
Alvin
or if they were
the
literally
chipmunks.
Just like chipwrecked. Straight
no,
away.
No. They went Alvin and the Chipmunks. They went Alvin and the Chipmunks 2, The Squeakquel. They went Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, Chipwrecked. And, as you'll find out next week, Alvin and the Chipmunks 4, Road Chip.
No, I was saying about, like, for this one in the pre-production, I wonder whether it was instantly like, oh, it's going to be Chipwrecked.
Yeah, and then we'll write script after.
Yeah, exactly. if they did that, they'd write the script. Or if they were like, well, they're on an island. What chip-related puns could there be? No, 100%, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Somebody pitched that. They did the whole sweeping hand and said, Chipwrecked. And they will be on an island. We'll stick them on an island and reference every island movie you'll ever see. But we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
So, Aiden, why don't you tell me, what is Shrek Wrecked this week?
What is
Shrek Wrecking?
The Shrekquel. No. Give me a sec.
Road Shrek.
Road Shrek.
Give the man a raise. For the man, I mean me.
Give me a raise. Yeah, so
give me money.
This is a cumulation of
cumulation.
Just cumulation. Thanks. Of some great stuff. There's an article from Cinema Blend, and it's like grouping together multiple things that we love in a Shrek article. Because both callbacks to previous episodes and callbacks to the last episode. Just good stuff. Okay. So it is the life lessons Shrek taught Lana Condor years before she voiced Ruby Gilman, teenage.
Oh, no. Oh, you motherfucker. You managed to fucking slip that in somewhere. Oh, you
bitch. Told you we'd do Ruby Gilman.
No. Christ.
The article says, all the boys' Lana Condor has become the latest DreamWorks lead with one of this weekend's upcoming movies. This is obviously an older
that nobody
article.
Knows about or has seen.
Ruby Gilman, teenage Crappin.
Crappin. She's a teenager, and by God, she's crappin.
Just 2 hours of her squatting.
Oh, no. It's one of those things where it's like, you know how, like, I don't know, it's like with fish, like, they'll swim along, but they'll just be, like, pooping.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's just her. She's a kraken. It's what she does. Yeah. She's a kraken. Yeah. She's underwater. That's what she does. It's Ruby Gilmore, whatever it is. Teenage Kraken.
Nobody likes me at school.
It's because I'm always crapping.
I can't stop. The animated film comes just ahead of it being 25 years since the first movie from the studio, 1998's Ants, was released. By the way, on Ants, have you seen all the memes that it's like, it's just like pictures of the lead guy from Ants, you know, just the
yeah, Killian Murphy.
It's like Killian Murphy looks so fucking hot.
Yeah, it does look like him, yeah.
In the spirit of that, Cinema Blend spoke to Condor about her early memories with Shrek. With DreamWorks.
Why would they specifically be like, so, you're watching you know DreamWorks. Tell us your earliest memory of Shrek.
With DreamWorks and how 2001's milestone movie for the studio, Shrek, really influenced her growing up. Lana Condor turned 26 last month, so the actress herself is just about as old as the studio. That means she was basically raised on DreamWorks movies. As the actress shared during our interview. And now we get the second thing that we love in an article related to Shrek. It's where they quote an actor actress verbatim.
Brilliant. They were just literally like, they just got a fucking AI to read the transcript and just put it all in there. They were like, doesn't matter. This is exactly what they said.
She said, and I quote verbatim, I think with Shrek, I remember watching it and being like, I thought the fact that, like, Fiona, she is this princess, but then, like, she chooses to be her true self, which is, like, with Shrek, and, like, to be in her Shrek form, like, ogre form. I loved that. Like, I remember being, as a kid, being like, yeah, I should just be myself. But I didn't know it was 25 years old. Wow. Happy birthday, DreamWorks. That was fucking awful.
Brilliant.
Could you not have just taken every like? Hey, I know I'm one to say like every other word, but
yeah,
just take them out for the quote. Why do you need them in
works,
there?
It works with speech, but to just put it through like that, you're like, ah, it's just so stupid.
And then we get the we get the third thing that I've come to. This is continuing our quote. I'm around the same age as... Oh, no, sorry. This is a quote from the person that wrote the article and now has put themselves in this article for no reason. I'm around the same age as Condor, and I can remember how big of a deal Shrek was when it first came out. The movie really turned fairy tales on its head, blah, 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 blah. Shrek is a film. Now, we get the third thing that we love. It's where they explain the plot of the film to a film we've either have seen or are going to see. In this case, they've explained the plot to Ruby Gilman.
Huh? That's only just come out.
Yeah, with Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, Lana Condor is the voice of DreamWorks' first titular heroine. I don't think that's true, is it?
Maybe for DreamWorks. If they're saying it, it is probably true, but also...
No, I don't know.
We don't trust journalists.
Blend.
I'm going to look it up while you talk.
The character is an awkward teen just trying to fit in at school and perhaps even go to prom with her crush despite her mother's crazy rules when she learns she has the power to become a massive kraken. Not only that, she has... She's also a princess kraken who is in line to lead the seven seas. As the movie progresses, Ruby meets her powerful grandma, voiced by voiced by Jane Fonda, and meets a shady mermaid, voiced by Annie Murphy, both of which really challenge her place in the world and her rocky relationship with her mother, voiced by Toni Collette. How meaningful must it be to progress from being influenced by DreamWorks to being part of that narrative? Meanwhile, Shrek is a film that's been out for 2 decades. Shrek 5, yeah. So that's what's Shrek in this week.
I'll tell you something. For one, Monsters vs. Aliens.
The main character.
100%. 100%. She's a titular character. So, yeah.
Kind of hot.
I'd say Fiona is a pretty titular character. I guess the point is, it's like the title, like titular character, but. Like, whatever. Also, I did search on Google DreamWorks movies, and it just gave me a little list here, so I'm just going to read them out. So, under the list of popular DreamWorks animation films, we have Stillwater, 1917, The Trial of the Chicago 7, The Post,
what?
The Green Book, First Man, Bridge of Spies, and The Turning. There's more, but I'm not going to scroll past it. But, I mean, seriously, though, underneath it says DreamWorks Animation Adventure Films. Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Adventures of Tintin. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Just that one.
Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds. it says DreamWorks Animation Thrillers. Red Eye, Eagle Eye, The Uninvited, Disturbia, IO Number 4, The Fifth Estate, Paycheck, Minority Report.
What the fuck?
I mean, seriously, though, underneath it says DreamWorks Animation Comedies, Norbit, Tropic Thunder.
God damn it!
It's just a whole list of them. You've got DreamWorks Animation Dramas, Revolutionary Road, The Help, The Lovely Bones.
Oh,
Real
Lovely
Steel.
Bones, that's the one. That's the one
the
where
Terminal.
He sings to his grandpa, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't understand. Google is just like, here is DreamWorks.
You know, Lovely Bones. Yeah. And I say, put them on your head.
What the fuck, man? Damn, I forget that. Seriously, though, I forget that Chicken Run is a DreamWorks picture.
Is it?
I think it's like a half and half because it was just. I don't know which way round it was, but the distribution. It says distribution / co-production alongside Aardman. There's the dinner bell. There it is, boys. There is Aidan's dinner bell, and there's the ukulele. Aidan, why don't you tell us? Oh no, the ukulele has to come after you tell us what you've had.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Or will have.
What is it? Oh, it's pasta.
Ah, no, do you know what?
With arrabbiata sauce,
woo!
Lardons, and mushrooms.
Damn.
There you go.
All right. Well, now that that's out of the way, and we've warbled on about DreamWorks stuff for God knows how long.
Yeah, let's get into the fucking film.
Let's get into the film. That's enough shrugging
we've
for this week, I think.
We've delayed long enough.
Oh, fuck's sake. All right, let's... So, this week, as we said, we will be looking at Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, Chipwrecked. Because you see, it's a clever play on words, because shipwrecked normally refers to a ship that has been wrecked and then... you know, people maybe wash up on an island is kind of the implication. However, because they are chipmunks.
And this one is where Alvin finds the alcohol in the cupboard and gets absolutely wrecked.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Just chipmunks. Alcoholics Anonymous. Alvin Anonymous.
Hey.
Anyway, yeah, so we watched this on Disney Plus, I believe.
Yep.
Which described it, as always, succinctly as being the chipmunks and chipettes get stranded on a remote island. Or so it would seem.
Oh!
Oh, whoa, whoa. But that confused me, because I was like, what do you mean?
Or well, so it would seem. It is a remote island, though.
And they are stranded. So what does that mean, though? Or so it would seem? I thought it was going to be like, they're stranded alone on a remote island. Or so it would
seem. Or so it would seem.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
But I'm pretty sure I copied it right. I mean, who knows? Maybe I did it wrong. But I'm going to say that I didn't, so let's cool. carry on.
Sweet. So, yes, this film is a film which has been made in 2011. Could you
got
tell
the info
I was
there?
Stalling?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks. I was going to call it out, but you got there first, so...
But, yeah, 2011, directed by Mike Mitchell. It stars Alvin, Theodore, Simon, Steve Buscemi, Jason Lee, David Cross, my hero David Cross.
Yeah.
Don't ruin.
If he's
don't
got
look.
Any.
No, don't look him. Don't ruin David Cross for me. I've had enough. I've had enough of these nice men turning out to be. Don't. Jenny Slate. Justin Long, Matthew Gray Goobra, Jesse McCarthy, Amy Poehler, Anna Faris, and Christina Applegate. Please, just leave him alone. He's fine. Leave him. It's gone. Look. Oh, it had a budget.
When was this? This was 2017. Oh, dear.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to look it up.
Say your bit, and I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, it had a budget. This is wild. It had a budget of $75 million, but it made $342 million.
Oh, Christ, that's
no
why they made
wonder
another
they
one.
Made a fucking... Yeah, Jesus. I mean, look, it's been a while since we did the first two. I can't remember how much they made, but I imagine it's probably about the same.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, there's a new Chipmunks movie. Take your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And the kids love that. You know.
Yeah, take your kids and buy the new album from the Chipmunks, which is popular songs made higher. It's got
they actually re-record them though, right?
Yeah, they do, which is wild. Why? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Rights, all sorts of, probably all sorts of crazy shit to do with rights and things and whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't want to have to pay those people.
It's got 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb, 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 24 Metacritic liked it.
Yeah.
But let's get into
David Cross's history.
No,
to be fair, there's not a huge amount. There's just one bit about how he was accused of being racist. I mean, it's probably... I haven't looked at... Apparently, he was accused of being racist to a comedian in a Twitter thread. So...
Okay, I mean, looking at his, I'm not going to read it because I don't want to, but on his Wikipedia page, there's a whole section dedicated to controversies and criticisms and feuds.
I'm sorry, I just read, look, forgive me for reading this aloud, but apparently, apparently he made fun of this lady, what's her name? I can only see the last name on here. So Charlene Yee.
Yeah.
And he apparently made fun of her tattered pants when they met. She chose to ignore him and he responded, "What's the matter? You don't speak English? Ching chong, ching chong." And then asked whether sure or not she would karate fight with him. So, but then he first responded by saying he was in character as a southern redneck at the time. No, you don't understand. I was in character. You know, I was playing a really abhorrently racist version of myself.
God damn it! Why?
Oh, brilliant. I mean, that's the only thing that's on there. I just... who knows? Maybe he's been good since.
Was that true? Has that been confirmed?
I mean, there was a lot of articles about it, so I think this probably is. Anyway, look, let's just get into it. So, Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. I'm sorry, I just crushed Aiden's fucking dream. Any actor that Aiden likes. Maybe there's a pattern and a reason for that, but
yes, because they all of their views line up with mine. We've established this. There's 53 seconds. So the film starts, and yeah. 53 seconds in, it's black and then it fades in and you get the Fox logo and you get the title card and then 53 seconds go and they start singing and I was like,
of course, it's a Chipmunk movie.
Yes. I remember why we didn't do these we stopped
all in
at
one
two.
Go.
Yeah, we stopped at two and that was enough and now I remember why. It's just like, it's so...
Thing is, I remember being like...
You loved it.
Whatever
because
the young age I was.
And you were horny, and you were like, I fucking love these films. These
let's,
are your favourite
put
films.
That to one side. No. I remember when I asked... I think I said this before in a previous episode, but I remember when I asked my aunt to buy... when she asked what I wanted for like Christmas or my birthday or something, and I said that I wanted the Chipmunks album, and she was like, "Are you fucking sure that that's what you want?" Because you're gonna get really annoyed with that after not very long. And I was like, "No, that's what I want. That's it."
Don't tell me what I want.
Yeah, and I think it. I enjoyed it for a bit, and then I think I. You know, kind of then got annoyed with it.
After 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I did enjoy it for a bit, but it was a bit. So,
it's not good.
You know going in that you're going to get them.
It just doesn't get any
harmonize
easier.
And shit, but...
Yeah, but it doesn't get in easier. And it's not like, I was like, oh, well, you know, you have the first song and you're like, ooh... That's sharp on the old ears, but you know I'll settle into this. But I didn't. Every time they sang, I was just like, oh, it's painful. It's very painful.
Yeah, and they just always choose such cringy songs because they're like popular songs of the time. But they're always just so cringy. You're just like, oh god. I mean, we'll get into it with some of them, but
Oh man, it's so bad. And yeah. Like the fucking, they just, it's so, oh, they're just, it's just the way they're into it as well. Like the chipmunks are like, this is cool. And everyone else on screen is also like, yes, this is cool. And you as a viewer are like, this is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is not cool. And you're making it worse.
And why are the chipmunks, like, shaking their asses?
Yeah. We'll get into that.
We've talked about it before. We'll talk it again.
Yeah.
Probably again in the next one.
So, yeah. The film starts off, they're getting on the boat, and you're like, how the fuck is Dave allowed to bring six chipmunks on board?
Like, I mean, I suppose we kind of get, like, we get more questions than answers as to the rules of this universe and the lore, right?
Yeah, but every film we do, there's more questions than less answers. Brings us
further away from God.
Oh, yeah, because it's just like, oh, no, not, because the first two, you kind of get on board with Dave and Dave's love interest and Ian, played by the one and only David Cross, my hero. That, like, you can understand where they're like, yes, these are like, it doesn't melt my brain to watch these chipmunks talk to me and sing. Like, it's fine. But the fact that they're like known international, like, I was going to say movie stars, but so yeah, superstars.
Yeah.
They're like superstars. Everyone fucking loves them. And then they go onto this fucking boat and no one recognizes them because no one's fussed in two ways. No one's fussed that these superstars are on board, which is, it's like, how would you not, like, what are these people doing? Are they going like, oh, nah, they're just different talking chipmunks?
This is exactly what I was thinking. I don't know if I actually made a, I did make sort of, a rough note about that. But yes, exactly.
It's just fucking wild. I'm like, how does, like, what, like, it was wild that in the second one, they're like, you remember there were three talking chipmunks. Now there's six of them, and some of them are girls. And don't worry, we will put them in skirts. Like, it's fucking wild. But then on the other hand, no one, again, we've talked this point to death in the first two, but no one's fussed that there's six talking chipmunks just running around like they're children. And everyone treats them like a child. They're like, oh, this is the adult only section. You can't be here. And they're like, I'm a chipmunk. it's just fucking wild.
Yeah, because it's like, either if they don't know who they are, why are they not batting an eye? Because one of two things. Either it implies that people now have met other chipmunks and just completely understand and are okay with the idea that chipmunks can talk and sing and dance around and are sentient beings, or some of them anyway.
So.
Or they just aren't fazed by the fact that, because they if they don't know them as being famous, then that's, how would they know, if they don't know about famous talking chipmunks, then they don't have any frame of reference. They can't, there's no way. Like, they would just be what the fuck is this?
And in the first one, Dave has, like, he freaks out because it's not like an established thing. He's not like, oh, these talking chipmunks can sing? What?
Yeah, exactly.
He's just freaking out because they can talk. Like, so prior to that film, no one has heard a chipmunk talk, let alone sing.
Yeah.
So, like, why? I just don't. Why is their brain not melting? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Everyone, also, I mean, maybe everyone on the cruise was just high as fuck.
Yeah. high as fuck, or they're just like, I don't
International War is there, dude. Ain't no rules.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't no rules, baby. Ain't no fucking rules. I mean, like, later on, there definitely ain't no rules, because girl Alvin is, like, 100% trying to fuck the captain. She's like, she literally goes like, it's not fair. I can't dine with the captain. I'm sure he was looking forward to dining with me. And I was like, what the fuck is that? She's a chipmunk and meant to be a child. Like, it's so fucking, what? Like, why?
Oh,
why,
dude, there's so much. There's a bit where when Alvin sneaks off to go to the fucking casino, where he starts fucking, he starts like chatting up this woman. I've got a note here. Where is it? I called him Alvin the Rizmunk. chatting up some lady at the casino, and she's just like, again, hadn't heard of him, was just completely fine chatting to this chipmunk like it was nothing, it was normal, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I have the same note, and I've written, once again, Alvin is trying to fuck a grown woman, a child chipmunk. It's just so, like, why? Why put it in?
That's Hollywood.
Don't get it. That's Hollywood, baby.
That's Charles Hollywood, Duke, baby.
Don't matter.
That's show business, baby.
Yeah. Sex sells, baby. Yeah.
I can imagine somebody in a fucking pitching this in the room, and he's like, we gotta make the chipmunk sexy. Sex sells, baby.
He's got,
like, this is a kid's film, and he's like, yeah, but this is for the adults.
Sex sells, baby. Yeah, he's got one of those, you know, like the fucking boards on a plinth, like doing the pitch minting, and on the board it's just like the girl Alvin in like a skimpy bikini or something, and he's like, you see this? This will sell. Yeah!
It turns like, me on.
yeah, they're like, I mean, he owns the company.
I guess we gotta go with it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we just do it.
I do have a note, though, because we're seeing a lot of the cruise stuff, and I just thought I'd love to see the plot of Speed 2 Cruise Control, but with the chipmunks instead.
Oh, I'm running around trying to fight a terrorist.
It feels like something they do where it's like, the chipmunks are stuck on a cruise ship that's going to be taken over by bad guys, and they, being the chipmunks, have to stop them.
Yeah. And everyone's okay with it. It's just stupid. Also, like, the other thing that I forgot about these films is that Alvin is just a c***. Like, he never learns its lessons.
Oh, man.
At the end of every film, that in the first film, that each chipmunk had to learn a lesson. Alvin had to stop being a c***. Simon had to, like, lay off a little and relax, not being so uptight. And Theodore had to be less scared.
Yeah.
And then the first film ends, and they learn their lessons, and they resolve the issues. And then the second film starts, and then Alvin has to stop being a c***. Simon Aston. It's just the same thing.
It's the same thing. They don't grow.
Yeah, this one is Alvin's a c*** again. Yeah. Simon's too uptight, and Theodore's scared. I mean, Simon, like, he doesn't even learn a lesson. I'm jumping ahead a lot. But
sure, no, we could just generally...
Yeah, fuck it, who cares? It's the Chipmunks. It's the third Chipmunks movie. I'm sure the story doesn't matter. But, like, the end, like, Simon, it's not like he progressively gets brave. He gets brain damage from a spider bite or something.
Yeah.
Turns into a completely different person and then wakes up and he's like, oh, I was brave? I guess I just will then. It's just like fucking...
Except we know that he won't be by the next movie.
No, because the next... Exactly. The next film will happen and Alvin will be like, I'm a c*** again.
Because this is the danger of, like, you have to have the bit where Alvin does something and then Dave goes, Alvin!
Yes, four minutes and 18 seconds is when we get our first Alvin.
Yeah,
and I was like,
it's a return to form.
Yeah, it's just fucking, oh man, it's so good. I mean, there's a bit where, Dave is not a good dad. Dave should not be allowed to look after these six chipmunks. It's ridiculous. He's like, there's a point where I can't remember if it's on the cruise or like once they get chipwrecked. It's on the cruise because Dave is like, Alvin, I told you not to bring your lucky penknife. And I was like, what the fuck is a chipmunk doing with a knife anyway? Dave's like, you shouldn't have brought that on the cruise. You shouldn't have it in the fucking first place.
Wait, but was he... I must not have paid attention to that. I thought he was just saying, like, why do you have one?
Was it his
own one that he was like, why do you bring that?
Yeah. He's like, Alvin, I told you can't... I think he's like, you can't have that. But, like, he still has it.
Yeah,
it's just like such shit parenting where he's like, Alvin, I said you weren't allowed to have another biscuit. Oh, you're having one. Oh, well, don't have any more. You can have that one, but just don't have an... Oh, you've eaten an entire box of biscuits. Oh, that's not very good.
Please don't cut me with your pocket knife.
Yeah, please don't cut me again with your knife, Alvin.
I mean, look, to be fair to him, there's no rule book to raising six chipmunks that are international superstars and basically massive narcissistic pricks.
One of them is definitely.
Two of them. The girl Alvin is as well.
Oh, yeah, because
her whole thing is like, I'm supposed to be the pretty one and no other chipmunk is allowed to take that from me.
Yeah. They literally have a fucking... there's some grown women on the boat
that have an
argument with some chipmunks because they're literally having a dance off.
Oh god, and I was so fucking bad.
I was like, why? Why are they getting involved? I just
because the chipmunks are all in these like skimpy kind of glittery little dresses that they've made, and they're all on the dance floor. And I had a note that was literally like, nobody is seeing those chipettes on the dance floor. Like they're
getting stomped.
They are getting stomped.
They're
getting
stomped. Yeah.
But then, she like accidentally bumps into the foot of one of the women who probably wouldn't really feel it.
She's like, what the fuck was that? A leaf?
And then suddenly, the woman turns around with like all of this kind of, you've got this weird POV shot looking up at the women. So they're talking literally down into this tiny little camera and they're just like, oh no, you didn't. Like, you know, the only thing that offended me was your dance moves. And I was like, oh, and then they're like, well, we're going to show you dance moves. And then they start twerking. you know, I'm just like, I'm like, what? And then they start doing a fucking dance off and then they win and the other women like leave ashamed. And I'm like, fuck off. I mean, we appreciate all of this. It's a kids' movie, and we are looking through a very different kind of lens. But you know, all the same.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, we've said it once; we'll say it again. Just because it's a kids' movie doesn't mean it needs to make no sense and be bad.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Plenty of kids' movies that are genuinely good and actually make sense.
It's just bad. Like the.
Well, one big reveal that we had that I instantly knew as soon as we saw him. There is a big bird big mascot.
Yeah.
For some reason, just walking around the cruise ship. Turns out that it's Uncle Ian, David Cross.
I literally put in all capitals, yes, Ian's back, Ian! Obviously, almost prior like to you revealing that David Cross is maybe not all he appears to be.
Who he told you he was. when you have your meetings with David Cross and
Matthew Broderick. Weekly catches up.
Weekly
catch up,
And Chevy Chase,
David Cross, Chevy Chase, and someone else. Oh, yeah, Matthew Broderick.
And
I don't know, some other big fat racist. Hitler.
But anyway, so Uncle Ian's on board and he's just like, hi, Dave, I hate you, and now that you're here, I want to ruin your life. And he's like, why? Piss off.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. But, yeah, so then, I mean, essentially, they get chipwrecked, right? Because Alvin's being a dickhead again, and then they all get blown off on a kite.
Right, this is fucking wild, though, okay? Because I'm not okay with this. So the chipmunks, they're on a kite. Why are they all on the kite? It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
I mean, Alvin's trying to hog it. So
Alvin's hogging it, and then
he's
like,
hogging it, and the rest of them were trying to hold him down.
Why?
They were all holding to the string. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do they... Why don't they hate each other? Like,
Simon seems
Alvin.
Very close to hating Alvin.
He should. Simon should murder Alvin.
Oh my
God. Maybe
Take
that's
his
what
place.
We get in the fourth one.
I mean, honestly, if he just... All Simon has to do is... Like, take off his glasses and put Alvin's clothes on.
Yeah.
Are people really going to tell the difference? Because they're chipmunks.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, wow, Alvin, you've become much nicer and less of a narcissist.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, thanks. But, right, so they're flying off in a kite. And Dave, being the fucking dad of the year that he is,
yeah,
he's like, oh, I better go after them. Let me just get a large kite and chase after them. I was like, get a boat? Get a fucking boat? What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, it just... Go tell the captain there's people overboard, because apparently they... Children overboard, because they think that they're all children.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, isn't the captain... Who's the captain? The captain was randomly...
Chevy Chase.
The captain was, there we go, Alvin and Chipmunks. Oh, yeah, that was it. It was Andy Buckley, who's in, like, The Office and stuff. He's the big boss in The Office. You know, the big boss, like Michael's boss, who's always like, Michael, what the fuck are you doing? Do you remember
With the glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, yeah, I like him. And he has he's got, like, a Hoover... He becomes like a multi-millionaire and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in loads of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So he's just randomly the captain.
Should we look him up and see if he's done anything racist?
Oh, yeah, yeah. God. Just for the fun of it. Let's have a look.
But yeah, so while doing that, they get to the island. And obviously the chipmunks wash up. They're like, oh, shit, you're a fucking twat, Alvin. And then Alvin's like, don't worry, guys. Dave will come and get... You know, it's generic bullshit.
Yeah.
And then when Ian and... Oh, because Ian also grabs onto the hang glider. Because why wouldn't he? So Ian and Dave...
He's trying to stop Dave from... He's like, oh, you have to wait in line like everyone else. You're not special. And Dave's like, fuck off. And then they both fly off, apparently, on those gliders. Yeah.
Hey, I will say, Ian's pretty good in this one. Like, he's not... Ian... is the voice of reason. Because
but
they go to the...
It doesn't make sense. Like, he just suddenly changes his tune from just be at the beginning of the movie being like, I am literally going to end your life. Like, I'm going to make sure that I ruin everything. Take everything you love, kill everyone else. Like, I want to tear you apart as a person. And then they end up...
Exactly,
on this,
the voice of reason.
And then on the island... He reinforces that fact that he's like, hey, if we start starving to death, I will eat you. Like, I fucking hate you. And then suddenly he has this, like, I mean, they kind of do it in a way that is, like, on the line. Because we'll get to it properly, but there's a moment where he has to, like, talk somebody down. And he does this speech about Dave and about why she shouldn't, like, kill him. Because that's how far we go in this film. But then he's also like, or you could, like, you know, also just do it, because either way wins for me. I'm just being...
Yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
It was quite funny, but I was like, just let him die, though. It fits with the character. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he's like, not that bad, because he's like, they arrive to the island... Dave's like, all right, come on, let's go march off into the fucking woods and try and find some chipmunks. and Ian's like, no, I'm going to build a fire. Like, They're here. If they're not here, you're just going to march into the fucking jungle and just die. Like, think for yourself for a second. He's logical. And I was like, I appreciate this man. He's my God, and I love him. And
everything he says and stands for.
Hey, look, I'm looking at criticism. In 2005, criticized stand-up comedian Larry the Cable Guy, saying it's a lot of gay racist humor, which people like in America, can't be fucking asked. Basically, he was like, racism and anti-gay humor is bad.
Oh, what a star.
What a star. So there we go.
Did that coincide with the point in time where all racism and homophobia ended for a brief period?
Yeah, for a few days it did, yeah, in 2005, yeah. If you remember that.
Wild. Yeah,
it's a pretty good few days.
For us personally, straight white man.
Yeah, straight white man. Yeah, it was good, was it?
Yeah.
So they do island shit. It's very, very generic.
It's the standard kind of like, although they meet this woman who...
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh,
then
yeah.
They meet a fucking... this girl who's supposedly been stranded for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's so many questions. How?
And she knows nothing about the chipmunks either. So no, she's totally fine with it.
Yeah, she's like legitimately been stranded for 9 years. And then these six talking chipmunks come up to her and they're like, can you help us? You're stranded on this island too? And she's like, I mean, I think she must be at the point where she's like, talking chipmunks? Yeah, I mean, I've made friends with balls, like a basketball, a golf ball. They just do Castaway, but...
Yeah, it literally has a handprint on it as well, if you look at some point.
Oh, does it?
When it's scrolling after somebody. Because that happens.
That's so fucking stupid. Oh, God. I mean, it's just like... Sorry. They do just like... All it is generic stuff and then quoting things.
Oh, like, the classic like thing said, they did in the previous one. Ones, right? Where they throw random pop culture references in.
Did you see the double rainbow one? They literally... Huh? They're at a waterfall and then like either Simon or the girl Simon is like, you know, that's the refraction of light through the water box, you know, doing something smart.
Right.
And then one of the other ones is like, whoa, is that a double rainbow? And it literally just quotes the whole thing. And I was like, Jesus.
The guy, they must have had a fucking doozy of a time putting this one together, writing this. They're just like... All right, well, there's a waterfall, so double rainbow. We can just put the reference in. Cool, that's that line done.
Yeah, that's another couple minutes done. What else could we throw in here? Oh, the Indiana Jones running from a ball. We could probably throw that in somewhere.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at this point in the film as well, Simon is now known as Simone because he got bit by a spider to chat some shit about neurotoxins because apparently it won't kill him. Even though a neurotoxin would absolutely kill you.
Yeah, I mean,
it's in the word, but it just turns him French.
Yeah.
Turns he wakes up and he's now brave and he's French.
And sexy. And girl, Simon is like, this guy I'm attracted to. Not the wimpy other guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
Other Simon's a bit shit, but this one, he's all
right. Yeah. And then, like, I mean, fucking, I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what, they kind of do to be fair, they don't do it as much as I thought they were going to do. I made a note saying, oh, they're doing the Simon is cool and Alvin is jealous thing again, which they've shown in a previous one.
Yes, but they don't. Instead, this one is Simon is cool and Alban is responsible and jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of all responsible and annoyed, I guess. But one thing that that I didn't think made any sense, there's a bit where it's either Alvin or Simone, I can't remember, where he just comes up against like a fucking meerkat.
Oh yeah, the fucking meerkat.
I was like, a meerkat on a tropical island. Am I dumb, or is that not
supposed
to be a thing?
No, they're only found in Africa. Yeah. Unless they're in a zoo. So, what the fuck is that?
Was it supposed to be like a Timon reference?
I don't know. His name is... they call it something else. They're like, oh my god, it's like a... something stupid. It was like a gopher or something. And I was like, that's a fucking meerkat. Like,
100% it was a meerkat.
Yeah. And...
they just have a fight, and he throws him away.
They have a fight. Not only do they have a fight, but he's like toeing the fucking line, man. Because Alvin is like, he comes across this meerkat, and it's trying to steal his food or something. And he goes like, "You mess with me, Essie, I'll go loco on you." And I was like, not sure about that one, Chief. I don't
Great.
That's
And then
it's just fucking wild.
Yeah, he just beats up the meerkat and you don't see him again. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, they just throw shit in. They're like, we have to kill time until... oh, because Simon finds... it turns out, right...
They just throw loads of shit at the wall in this.
Yeah, they're like, well, we need them to get off the island, so we'll have a volcano go off and they escape. But we need something... for this girl to do, so...
because she was added for some reason?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I guess she could be looking for some treasure. And then... because we need a villain in this. So why don't we have this girl's looking for treasure, and Simon finds some treasure, so then she goes wild and captures girl Simon to be like, find... the rest of the treasure or something? I don't know. It's so vague.
It's just, yeah, it is just weird because they just have all of these. They're like, all right, so they're on a cruise, but they're going to get shipwrecked, sorry, on this island. And then they're going to have a volcano exploding. There's going to be a mad woman who wants treasure because there's treasure hidden on the island. But they've got to get out in time because the volcano is going to go off. And I'm like, what? This is Alvin and the Chipmunks. Not fucking.
It's just so weird.
Not the like Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is going on?
And because of this, like, it's such a. It's just a. Like, there's no reason for it to be Alvin and the Chipmunks. This could be anything. So, like, because of that, then they have to be like. Well, it's Alvin and the Chipmunks, so they have to sing. So yeah. They just randomly sing at various points for no reason. They're just like, oh, it's raining now and it's all a bit shit. Let's sing a popular song to explain how we feel. And I'm like, what? Why are you singing right now?
And then in the meantime, you've got Ian and Dave have washed up and they're making their way through the jungle and all this kind of stuff. And there's a bit when... So Dave is wearing this necklace made of like pasta and bits and bobs, like a food that Theodore made him. The fat one, as the movie keeps making sure that we remember. And so he's got this necklace, and then Ian is like, I want to eat that. Like, this is food. Give it to me. I want to eat it. And he's like, no, you're not having this. As he calls him, my son made this for me. And then you have this moment where Ian, I was like, Ian's being way too nice, and he's saying all these nice things about Dave and everything, and then he goes to give him a hug. And this is just after the scene where he'd said about cannibalism. He was like, if we're about to starve, I'm going to eat you. And I forgot about the thing on his neck. So they reach in for a hug, and then Ian just suddenly, like, goes for the back of, like, his neck. Goes for the back of Dave's neck. And you hear, like... And I was like, what the fuck? He's fucking chewing it. Like, it's not even like he stops him as soon as he feels like he's going to bite him. He's just chewing at his neck. Like, what the fuck is it? And then it cuts and it's like... the top of their necklace, and I was like, oh, right, okay. Because it looked genuinely like a Walking Dead scene where a fucking walker had started biting somebody.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God. I was could like, you imagine?
Could you imagine
like,
throwing
blood
that in this?
Start squirts, like, squirt. Dave's canonically dead in the universe now. Because Ian
oh,
fucking
dude,
ate.
If this movie then flipped and it was about the chipmunks trying to escape from Ian on the island while he's hunting them down.
Oh, that would be
cool.
They should have done that. They should have done that 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, they build a raft and they escape.
Yeah, the woman, I think, just decides to give up her evilness and her treasure pillaging and wanting to kill them and goes with them.
And then
Ian then kind of gets his fame and fortune back by selling her story to some to Hollywood, basically.
But it's kind of nice, like the whole thing is like, we're going on this holiday, but we gotta be back for the music awards or something. And I mean, I don't know how long they're meant to be fucking stranded, but
I guess if they were on a cruise, they would have had like time as well, because it's a cruise.
Yeah, I don't know. They just kept being... Yeah, I was just... It's a bit weird how they're like, don't forget, we got to get back for the music awards. And I was like, well, if that was such an issue, why did you book a cruise? Surely you would...
I guess because they're just like, you know, if we don't get off this island within the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
But they're at the music awards and Ian and Dave, like... Ian comes across Dave, and it was kind of nice, their little conversation. He's like,
yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I made it. I sold her movie rights, and you guys are smashing it. Cool, see you later. And I was like, my boy, David.
Yeah.
Nicest he was guy like, in Hollywood.
Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Hell, Indiana Jones. That's my new one.
I mean, it's the my last note on here is, yes, they escaped just in time to be exploited again on stage.
Yeah. These children,
as we have to make sure that we remember and note from I think one of our previous ones, that yes, Dave is, you know, he's got full adoption rights to these chipmunks or whatever, apparently legally their parent or guardian or whatever. And he's the better choice than Ian, who just wanted to wring them dry for all the content they could give him and all the money that they could give him. And Dave is just doing it nicely.
Yeah. He's still rinsing them. Don't you worry about that.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. Dave's still making that bank. Don't worry about Dave. but yeah, look, fucking bad film good?
I would say bad film mid. Because I don't think it's a bad film. It's a chipmunk film, so obviously it's annoying, but I'm also not the audience and I get it. And look, as a film, it has a beginning, a middle, and end. They have a story that like arcs over it. Regardless of whether or not, you know, the things that they learn and grow to happen or stay for the other films. You know, they have something that they learn and then it's all kind of ties off in a neat bow and whatever. So it's just like, mid.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree.
It's not good.
It's no worse than, like, any of the others. I would give it the same rating as the first two from memory. But that's okay because, you know, the first three, they might not be that great, but you never know. The fourth one might knock it out the park.
Fourth one's a charm.
Yeah. So, next week we're doing the fourth one. Can't wait. End of an era until I make you watch some other fucking chipmunk related thing. Or they do. Hey, everyone's talking about Shrek 5, but what about Chipmunks 5? No one's talking about it.
Yeah, let's get them back on that stage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to see them
once more.
Yeah,
it's like Chipmunks,
especially the girl ones.
It's
just
like
once more, once more. Give me that hit. Just one more hit.
It's like the Chipmunks, but 20 years on.
They're all old.
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah. In Chipmunk years, they'd probably be dead, so maybe not.
Yeah, they're all dead. They're all dead. No, they're all dead.
It's just Damon. Damon's just sad.
He's just got various other animals that he's like, go on, talk. Yeah.
They're just like regular animals. And he gets arrested for like the illegal exotic animals that he's keeping.
Yeah, and the child abuse that he did.
Oh, no, what I was going to say was like, okay, you know, a time jump so that they're all like adult chipmunks, but they're all like washed up celebs who were going on of age.
I get what you're saying.
No. Fuck's sake.
I know what you're saying.
They go on podcasts and talk about the trauma they experience being exploited as children.
No, it's too real.
It's too real. and then they're just, it's like the Joe Rogan podcast or something, and he just starts going, they're just like horrified.
Yeah, you know, like every Joe Rogan podcast. Brilliant. Anyway, if you want to keep up to date, we're on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, we're not doing threads. Don't ask us about threads. I fucking hate whatever that bullshit is. I'm not doing it.
It's just Twitter again. It's fake Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg has tricked me into getting fake Twitter.
Is this why there's this whole thing about beef between Zuckerberg and Elon Musk? Is it literally because of threads?
I assume so, but I have no idea. I think it's just
competition is good in any kind of market, but I mean, I don't care, and I'm not doing Twitter. It. Yeah, and also, apparently, if you have a Threads account and you want to delete it, because it is like literally linked to your Instagram account. If you want to delete your Threads account, you also have to delete your Instagram account. So
yes, I found that out. I clicked on the thing because it was like Threads, and I was like, "What the fuck is Threads?" And I opened the app, and it was like, "You have Instagram, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then I'm just signed in. It's made me a thing. Like, you click one button, and then it's made you one.
Oh, jeez.
And it's like, is this your Instagram? But on it's Twitter Instagram. Good, you've got it now. And I'm like, well, I don't want it. Delete. And it's like, no, can't do that. So, yes, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg has tricked me. So we're on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads.
No! We use Aiden's account.
Yeah, bad for good or one word. We put up funny memes, funny clips, whatever the fuck. And sometimes we give you little updates being like, Aiden forgot to upload for 2 weeks, which is what happened.
Yeah. I guess it was like 1 week extra than what we intended, so it's not half as bad.
Yeah. thanks man.
It's good. It makes me look good because I thought that I didn't post for a week and then realized that actually my post is completely on time now.
Yeah, I did it for you.
Thanks.
But if you want to help out the show, give us a 5-star review, tell a friend.
Yes. Or 5 chipmunks out of 5.
Yeah, 5. Been off
one of them. There's a quote in it where they say 1 out of 6 chipmunks has an accident on a zip wire, something like that. So,
And girl Theodore hurts her leg or something, and then she's like,
she does nothing really for weird. The rest of the entire film.
Well, she's fine until the very end, where they're like, we have to run off the island because of the volcano, and she's like, I hurt my leg. Remember?
Yeah,
I think she just wanted to be carried.
I think so because one of the other. The girl Simon one was like, hey, I made you these fucking crutches, these mini crutches, crazy amazing. And she was like, yeah, thanks. And I was like, ungrateful little fuck, what are you talking about? She just made those for you. And then she was like, oh, and if you don't want those, I've literally made you a wheelchair out of wood, just made one, there it is, looks perfect. And she was like, Oh, cool, great. I was like, what? Bro, you know how expensive they are? Anyway.
But as always,
yeah,
we'll leave you with...
Nah, you did it wrong.
No. AI Wars, baby.
It just gets better every time.
It's like, it's randomly. If you want the backstory, go to another episode. Come. it's Inspirobot versus Image Flip.
Yeah.
It's currently Inspirobot 8, Image Flip 6.
Yes.
But Image Flip is pulling out some good ones this week. I had three all to select right. from, but I've chosen one. Do you want to go first?
I'll go last.
You'll go last. Okay. So this is the meme where it's the guy looking at the other girl, where his girlfriend's like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, and he's like,
"Ooh, shit!"
He's got Bale
that
kind of thing,
that
you know?
Fucking Riz. Yeah,
yeah, he's got the Riz on.
But it's just text over the girl that he's looking at, and it just says, "Fuck off."
Is that it?
That's it. It just says,
We're going to be on a nice similar vibe for this one. So my one is, it's like POV from a car dashboard looking out across a motorway, very close to the bottom. Like somebody's just kind of placed their camera like on the dashboard of the car. Looks like we're in anywhere that's not Britain because they're on the right side of the road driving. And it's super, super foggy. You can't see anything past the edges of the road. You can barely see like 100 meters in front of you. 100 meters? Not 100 meters. 100 feet in front of you. You know, you got like a couple of sparse trees that are just like, it's very like Silent Hill vibes. You know, it's very kind of foggy and stuff. You've got a couple of cars on the road. And in the middle, it just says in big white letters, "You are annoying." Yeah,
who, the car?
Look, there's so many questions. I guess this is the answer to any of them. Is it the car? Is it you? Is it the other cars? Is it the fog? All of it.
Oh man. Look,
I mean, yours is pretty good.
Yeah,
that's the first Image Flip where I've genuinely been like, all right.
It's because it's you said this maybe like a few episodes ago.
Yeah,
it's much funnier. Like it was the Yoda one where it said "shot with the boys," but then it said something else as well.
Yeah,
it's the short and sweet stuff.
But then even like sometimes it can work. You know, it could work with more than one, but because it's AI, like, it'll come out with a banger and then it immediately undoes everything with some shit afterwards. So
Yeah. So well done, Image Flip. Maybe it's starting to learn. Who knows? But yeah. All right. Damn.
All right.
8-7. I'm fucking, I'm catching up, dude. I'm fucking getting it. Should have
given you that one last week.
Yeah. I heard that. But yeah, thanks for listening. Drop the phone.
We'll see you next week for Indiana Jones.
Alvin 4.
Oh, wait, Indiana. I'm thinking of what's releasing next week. For us right now, what's releasing next week is Indiana Jones. We've already recorded Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking that. It's Alvin 4.
Alvin 4, baby.
Road chip.
Road. More like road. Shit. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. I wish we had something to play us out.
I'll get something.
Okay.
Bye.